Felipe?
Yeah.
Hey, so when you call in, all you got to do is hit extension 711, and it'll go directly to me. But Chalette messaged me about the BBB accreditation. That's optional, so you don't have to put anything in that box.
Okay, but what does this actually mean by BBB accredited?
Well, if you're BBB accredited, what we do is we just link that to your Google Guarantee page. But if you're not, we just leave the link off. So it's the Better Business Bureau, right? If you have an accreditation through them, we link it to your Google Guarantee page, but it's optional. It's not needed to make it work.
So do I put yes or no? I don't have to answer.
You don't have to answer. Yeah, or if it says yes or no, here, let me pull up the app right now. That way I can see exactly what it says.
Yeah, it says optional on the beginning.
It says optional? Okay. Yeah, if it has a yes or no, you could just put no, but... Yeah, it's completely optional. Like, we don't need a BBB accreditation to push it through.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay, so I got a question right here before you hang up. So he says, what is the primary business owner's name? So there, I got to put my name?
Yeah, so I would put your dad's name on there. Since we're pushing his info through and you don't have your social currently, just as a workaround. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so look, let me go back before anything. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the beginning. Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to do it for him, but I'm just getting like a little confused because now do I got to put my email?
Yeah, put your email. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
My email starts with my name and last name, you know?
That's fine. Yeah, it's no problem.
And then he asked, what is the business name? So I put, obviously I got to put my business name, right?
Yeah, yeah, put your business name. Correct.
Okay. And then the address, put his address?
No, the address, you can put your address still. That's perfectly fine. Okay. It's just going to need, so I'm looking at it right now. So email, you put your email. Business name, put your business name. Your address, put your address. Put when the business was established. This is where the EIN number would go for the business, the one below that. What is the state of incorporation? The
California,
state
right?
Where the yeah, California, exactly.
Sure.
Provide certificate of general liability insurance. So this is where you're going to add, and we put an example. It's that Accord form, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you don't have the Accord form, all the insurance companies provide it. All you have to do is call your insurance, and they should be able to provide you with that Accord. It's called an Accord 25 form. Okay?
Yeah.
Then you'll put the business license number, the expiration of the business license, then a copy of the business license. BBB accreditation, you'll put no there. You just put no. And then, leave the next one blank because it's not BBB accredited currently. Under the monthly budget, give me a sec. Let me see what, you're starting with the minimum budget, right?
Yeah, we have 7,400 for like,
yeah,
the most extreme.
400 is what it is. Yeah, for 13 leads. Yeah. Basically 30, 67 times 13.
Oh, 13 leads.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
cool. You'll
put 400 there. Da-da-da. On the total number of business owners, this way, that's weird. Because we're doing a workaround for you. You know what I'm saying? Just put one. Just put one. And then you'll put your dad's information on the next one. Again, this is just for Google Guarantee. Like, it won't affect, like, anything else, you know?
Right.
What is the total number of field workers, customer-facing workers, excluding the owners? So there you'd put zero. Total number.
And where?
The face-to-face workers, it's excluding the owners. So just put zero because we're just running your dad's, you know?
Yeah. Okay, and then on this next page, then that's my pops info, huh?
Yes, yes, I believe so. Let me try to go to it.
I don't think I could go to the other one, can I?
What do you mean?
To this one. I cannot see the third page.
Yeah, you can't see the third page until you do that one. I was trying to fill it out right now to see what's even on the third page, but yeah, you need to fill the second page out first to get to the third. That's how it works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For the third page, what kind of information do you think he's asking for? Do you know? Can you say?
Let me try to get there. Give me a second. Let me try to get over there just to see what it will say.
Yeah, just so you can help me run them through, you know, just to be.
Yeah,
clear,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That way, yeah. No, I get what you're saying completely. What is the total number of business owners? One. Oh, I'm just making like a fake one. So. Let's see, what is the employer identification? Let's just put one. Let's put 2020. Boom. Alright, required. Let me hit next and see if it takes me. Nope. Okay, add a file. Let me just add some random file. Let me hit next. What is the expiration date? Let's do 10, 10, 20, 30. I don't know. Next. All right. So here we go. Now we're primary business owner's name. I'm just going to put something random in. Boom. Date of birth. All right, next. Let's see. Okay, so let me tell you exactly what it's going to say on the third page. I'm here. All right, so please list the names of all field workers, customer-facing workers. So that's where you'll put your dad's name, right? For each field worker, please provide their full name and phone number. So just put your dad's name. You could put your phone number, you know. For each field worker, please provide their full name and email address, right? Put your dad's name, put your email address. For each field worker, please provide their full name and social security number. So that's where you're going to put your dad's name and his social security number on the third page, okay?
Okay.
All right, and let me see. Hold on. Just so, because I know you need to get his info, so I'm going to try to, hold on, I'm going to try to send you a picture of this third page, that way you see it. Give a second here. Copy and paste. There we go.
So then after I'm done with the application, how long is it going to take, you know, to see if it's going to be approved or not?
Usually the background check portion usually takes like a couple weeks, right? The license and the insurance goes by a little quicker. So usually the whole process is like 2 weeks or so. But what we send you in writing is 4 to 6 weeks. We like to like under promise and over deliver, you know?
Okay. But I don't start my month. Till we're done with filling, till we're done completely, right? With the
application. Yeah. We have to get you on the Google Guarantee section before we start running the leads. Like, you have to be up there first.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm sending you via email just a picture of the third page. Like, I did like a snippet, right? That way you could see exactly what it says on there. But it's pretty. The third page is pretty easy, you know.
Okay. Did you send it through text or?
Oh, I sent it via email. Yeah.
Email?
Yeah. Oh, the image. Let me know if you see it, because it's showing me it's like blocked. Oh, there it is. Okay. Showing it now.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, so that those are the questions on the third page. I just did, like, a snippet where I was able to, like, copy what it was, you know?
Cool. Okay. Cool.
All right. So I still got you in for 332, okay? But when you call in to get to me, just hit extension 711, okay?
Okay. Cool. Got it.
Awesome. Talk to you soon, Felipe. Glad I could help.
All right, thank you.
All right, sir. Bye.